Elfin. I know how to spell this because it was on a cheesecake.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Badflix.
Hello.
I'm Garrett.
I'm Josh.
And we got a loud one behind us.
I'm Que Bueno.
I am the Que Bueno.
Probably at least part Que Bueno.
So Adam was, producer Adam was very adamant about when the intro's playing, no talking. No talking at all. No talking. And John's like, I love that it's Que Bueno because I spelled it this way off a taco once.
The best part is that this is like the third week we've done this.
Yeah.
This isn't week one.
It was, you know, we don't have any things in the intro yet. I was just adding, ad-libbing some interesting tidbits. Spelled it off a cheese can, I believe, is what I said. We should save that. Because that's where all of my Spanish knowledge comes from.
It's from queso cans. The queso can.
Yeah. The queso can.
The queso can.
Oh, man. So can we just skip the movie we watched last week?
It was such a piece of dung.
It made me cry.
Not according to Edward and Kelsey. Apparently they love
it. They like it. Yeah, no.
I go and quote it to my girlfriend all the time. And we're like, why?
I think it... I don't know. It can be funny. I don't think it's the best movie, though. It's... it gets really bad.
It does. It's... Literally don't think I laughed one time. Not once. And I'm an easy target.
Yeah, you are.
That was a hell of a miss. Like, I didn't even like it when I was a kid when it came out. You know, I was probably 12, 13 years old when it came out. I was all excited. I never got to see it for a long time. I probably didn't get to watch it till I was like 14 or 15 before a friend finally had it. And then I was just like, nah.
Just dodge the bullet on that one, I guess.
I think for me, too, was just there was so much buildup for it for a long time because I didn't get to see it when everybody else saw it right away. And then when I did see it, I was just like, oh, this sucks.
Speaking of shitty movies, throw in your bad movie picks for this week because we haven't watched enough and really haven't tortured ourselves enough with these.
We want more bad movies.
Bad movies. You know, campy movies are fine as well. You can throw in campy movies that want to be bad but don't quite make
it. John, what's that movie you guys made them watch way back when with Tom Arnold and they go to camp?
Oh, no.
Oh, Camp I Want a Pee-Pee.
Yeah, but that's not the name of the
movie. Fred 3.
Yeah, there you go. Throw in Fred 3 because that's campy and stupid.
No, we've already watched it on Badflix. It can't
be
done.
Throw in Fred 2.
Is that a thing?
And just throw in
the
Fred.
The Camp I Want a Pee-Pee greeting was Ben or something Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold going, I want a pee-pee on you. I want a pee-pee on you. I want a pee-pee on all of you. Welcome to Camp I Want a Pee-Pee.
Okay.
It's, yeah. What?
What's more clever?
Who says that to children?
What's
it isn't
more clever,
in prison.
That or Kung Pao Enter the Fist?
Ooh.
I enjoyed Fred 3 more.
I have
John Cena climbs out of a refrigerator. Like, come on. That's at least worth something.
Fred 3?
Oh, yeah. It's
what
bad.
Is this Fred?
He's like a Nickelodeon kid or something.
He was a YouTube star.
Yeah, you know who it is now.
Yep.
It's rough, but like I said, at least unlike Kung Pao or the Fist, at least Fred Cena comes out of a fridge.
Fred Cena.
Yeah, don't fuck with Fred Cena.
Okay. I don't know. I thought Kung Pao or the Fist had some good moments. I think it's pretty funny at times. Like, I think some of the cutting in of the old Kung Fu movie is pretty good.
I thought like almost the whole thing is a cut in Kung Fu movie.
No, not all of it. There's quite a bit of it that isn't. But you can tell the actors when especially the old guys, like they have like one or two old Asian guys that are on cast, I guess, and they look very similar. And if you look versus like the original actors that were in the film, the old film that some of the scenes were cut from. They're much different looking.
They Power Rangered this?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Now it might be worth watching.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool to see. The guy's done a lot of other good writing, I think he did.
Yeah, no, he's Cowboys vs. Aliens.
No, what a horrible movie.
What was he actually did some he Jimmy did, Neutron.
He did a couple good ones, there for were, sure. There were I can't remember
that,
off the list.
That he wrote for. But I think
hey, guys, Netflix is live.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Nice.
We should go check them out.
We live.
You can't make me.
Live in 95.
I'm going to look
it
this
on
over.
69?
Yeah, on 69. Oh, we were live on 69, weren't we? Man, we're almost at 169.
Oh, shit. We spelled Kung Pao wrong.
How'd you guys spell Kung Pao wrong?
John spelled it P-A-W. It's P-O-W.
Oh.
Well, that's for the movie.
I spelled it P-A-O.
Yeah, but it's spelled P-O-W.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that.
I've been writing the movie title right.
Good, but not the podcast title.
Well, no, I titled the podcast however you guys told me to title it.
Hey, damn it, John.
You spelled it like the chicken, not like the movie.
Okay, so he was the writer of Bruce and Evan Almighty. He's the writer of Ace Ventura. He's the writer of Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius 2001 movie.
Oh, Steve Odekirk.
Odekirk, yeah.
And that's about it.
Last week our podcast title was
The God
Moonlight.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Last week our podcast title was Moonlight Podcast, and the movie was Moonrise.
That's partially my fault.
That is Garrett's fault, because he kept saying Moonlight Kingdom like all the time.
That shit is funny.
It was, and I could never find it. I was like trying to Google it, and I'm like, Moonrise? And he's like, no, Moonlight. And then even Vanessa was like, Moonlight. And she's like, no, I'm positive it's Moonlight. I'm like, the we only thing comes up in Google is Moonrise.
Or this new movie, Moonlight.
Yeah. So, Garrett was just moonlighting that night.
That's what it
oh,
was.
Oh, no, wait. Did this guy do Thumb Wars? Yes, he did.
Franken-Thumb. The God Thumb.
Thumb-tanic.
I haven't seen any of these thumb things. I don't know.
You haven't?
No, but I feel like...
There's a ton. Thumb Wars, the Phantom Cuticle.
So, yeah, he does the...
Bat Thumb.
Did you ever see...
The Good Thumb.
The
Good
Did you ever see the Chin movies?
The Blair Thumb.
Where they, like, remade the movies with chins? Like, upside-down chins?
No.
Man, weird to watch.
Weird to hear about.
I mean, because like it's so weird looking. Yeah, I don't know. So, John, what would you give it?
I give it a one.
You give it a one?
I would give it a fucking one.
Well, I mean, you slept through half of it.
Not even, bro. Not even.
At least a thing.
I wish I slept through that much of it.
Is that why you didn't laugh? Because you were asleep?
It contributed.
That movie is fucking utter trash.
I fell asleep right after it was over.
When he takes on the cow, also utter trash. Get it?
That scene sucks.
Trash has nothing to do with cows.
Utter trash.
I know, John.
I don't know, man. You seem like you're slipping in your old age.
What do you think I am, Adam?
Whoa! Them are fighting words.
I was talking about him.
But he's not here to fight you.
Yeah, he's old.
But he's not here to fight you.
Dude, my money is on Adam.
He should be here.
I take the old guy.
Speaking of Adam, where's his... Adam, get in chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam, do it. We know you're out there somewhere.
Yeah, get in chat him.
Get in chat him, Adam. And tell us about how much you liked the movie.
The movie was pure pain. Yes.
I gave it a 5.
So it's a 3.
Yeah. I'd say it's a 5.
I'd say it's a 3 total after, you know, you take it to other people's crappy accounts. God, that movie. Pure pain.
I
was like literally frowning. I don't even frown normally. I was literally frowning.
You're frowning now.
He was on his phone, too.
Oh, God. You quit trying to make stuff up to make an excuse for why I hate that movie.
You calling me? Hey guest, 9:53.
I did not.
You are who you think.
The only time I spent on my phone, I was looking shit up about Odekirk. So that's crap.
Or
falling asleep.
Fine, I've never seen the movie. We can just void my.
I've never seen the movie.
I'm giving it a 0.
You can't. You already gave it a 1.
Yeah, I'm done backing it down.
Is it because you're racist?
Yep.
Against Kevin Hart?
Yeah, just Kevin Hart.
No, all black people, but it stems from Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm. It's all based.
I hate all black people, Josh.
Especially Kung Pao black people. Anyway, sounds like you guys are giving it a 3.
A 3 overall.
So yeah, I guess bad movies are next.
Yeah,
always bad movies.
You guys, I've never heard you guys this defeated before.
It's starting to wear on me, man. Every movie is a bad movie. It's just, I didn't expect it to be like this when joining bad flicks.
You thought you'd be watching Our Tourism every time?
Oh, man. I thought we'd get something from Cannes, at least.
From what?
Cannes. It's a film festival in French.
French. It's in France. French toast.
All right, you guys want to get into the news?
What do we got?
Ah, it's an alien.
Oh, my God, it's got 2 mouths.
So, they're going to be replaying the original Alien film on April 26th, I believe. And they've dubbed it Alien Day.
Is it April? Alien Day. That's a...
I can't remember.
That's a hell of a...
But they're going to dub it Alien Day. And they're going to replay the original Alien for you in movie theaters. Which, I never got to see it in movie theaters, so that might actually be cool for me.
I would be down to go see that. Do you guys want
to
go do that? We can go do that.
April 26th, Alien Day.
Let's go do that.
April 26th is next week.
Yeah.
It's next Wednesday.
That's a, like, perfect.
If that's a, like, a perfect.
That's a, like, a perfect.
You're trying to duck out of a bad movie by everybody going to watch an Alien?
Maybe.
He's like, oh, shit, maybe. You want to call an audible right here?
No.
We could.
I mean, we could, but I mean, there's got to be someone that's excited to watch Hobo with a Shotgun or a Cocktail.
I watch Hobo with a Shotgun. I'll take it.
I've never even seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Sounds good, though. The premise sounds solid.
It sounds like a campy, bad, horror-ish film.
Do you guys ever, have you guys at least seen the original Alien?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody's seen it. Right. I haven't seen it in a really long time, and I'm honestly thinking in my head I'm not sure if it'll hold up.
Actually, it does surprisingly well.
Because of...
It's mostly suspense, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, you don't see the alien very often. The time it doesn't hold up is at the end.
Word.
She's in the pod with the dog? Or the cat? There's a cat in the movie, and she's with it.
Mike in the chat says, who's going to see Free Fire tomorrow at the theater?
Oh, I'm all about it. What?
What's Free Fire?
It's, what's her name? Brie Larson, the chick who's going to play Captain Marvel.
Mm.
And she was in Kong. She was the chick in Kong.
Okay.
She's got a new movie out.
Oh. Called Free Fire.
Yeah.
Mike, I take it you're going, eh?
Obviously. He's a
Yeah, John, I'm totally going to go see that. I love Brie Larson. I have a calendar of her.
She was also in the new 21 Jump Street.
Oh, okay. Man, I love the new 21 Jump Street.
That's pretty funny.
So the tip of the alien's tail, hypodermic needle?
No, it's a spear.
I know,
it's
but
an
it looks...
obsidian dagger.
It almost looks like it has a little bit of, like, an opening? No?
No idea, dude.
Nobody's even looking.
They're both on their phones.
I looked at it.
What do you want me to say? I told you it looked like an obsidian dagger.
I think you're trying to drag this picture out.
It looks like It looks like a raptor town.
I'm not in control here, Josh.
It's a raptor town.
I'm not in control.
Well, I was looking for Alien next Wednesday at Federal Way, and it's not there, so we have to find it somewhere else.
Okay.
Man. Just Jesus.
So Spider-Man, confirmed.
For Avengers 4.
Yeah.
Surprising? No one.
Absolutely nobody.
Well, he was fun.
Everybody's
in the last
excited
one. He
about
stole
it,
Cap's
though.
Shield. Yeah, no, I'm excited about it. I thought he was fun in the Avengers movie. You know, Civil
War
or whatever.
It
was too.
No, it wasn't. It was Civil War. It was Captain America, Civil War.
Yeah, there's like America all movie. The Avengers there. It was a fucking Avengers movie.
No, it was a
They didn't put Avengers in the fucking title, but they're all there. It's a fucking Avengers
Two
movie.
Two Avengers were missing. Thor and Hulk.
Oh, who gives a shit?
The two biggest, baddest people in the fucking game?
What? They're not the baddest?
Yes, they are.
The Hulk is definitely the baddest.
The Hulk is definitely
Yeah,
not.
Hulk
not
is the baddest.
He's like the strongest. there is.
The Hulk is gnarly. Nobody fucks with the Hulk except for Wolverine, because we all know how that plays out.
Mike says to get off your phones and start talking news already.
We are.
Mike, just go stare at your Brie Larson calendar, you weirdo.
That's, anyway. That's not that weird. I mean, you don't buy it just to, like, not stare at it, right?
Right.
Right. When's the last time you bought a calendar with a famous actress on it?
You know the last time I bought a calendar was? Yeah. Never. I don't think I've ever bought a calendar for myself. It's always been weird then. It's always been a gift.
So it is weird. Thanks, John.
He's got a weird calendar buying fetish.
That went a little far.
There are much worse fetishes to have.
Than calendar buying as well as calendars.
Yeah. Unless you're buying, like, old calendars, in which case you need to rethink your life.
Like useless calendars.
I got this sweet 2015.
It's not
I've been trying
Auburn
to get my
yet.
Hands
it's
on
vintage.
It for the last 6 months.
Not in Auburn.
Oh. Not in Auburn? No. Oh, man.
Don't worry about it. I don't think we're going
to. It has to be an AMC, I think.
It has to be? Oh,
I
shit.
I think so, yeah. I just looked
so
it up.
So it's South Center.
Yeah.
Or Kent.
There you go.
I would have just Googled it. Original Alien playing.
Not that we record anywhere near any of these theaters.
Yeah, no. I don't know where those places are.
Auburn, Alabama is what we were saying. Alabama.
Auburn, Iowa, John. Auburn,
not
Iowa.
Alabama.
Iowa.
Where are you at?
We're in Iowa.
What are you at?
What are
my
you
accent
on?
Crumbled real I'm fast.
I'm at the corner of my bum hurts and you got a pretty mouth.
Oh, God, I don't want to be
here
anymore.
We're in the land of using monkey butt powder.
Monkey?
It's a real thing. Google it.
What does it do? What does monkey butt powder do?
What you would think any powder would do, like, you know, what's the normal powder people use that's not weird?
Talc?
Sure, you know, like a baby powder.
Talc.
Yeah, talc. It just stops your butt from sweating so bad. So, like, in the South, it's like a legit product. Like,
monkey butt. Because it's like 100% humidity and, like, 90
swamp
degrees.
Swamp ass was born there, exactly.
God.
All right,
the
Fast and the Furious, this is going to make somebody furious because it's confirmed for a 9th and a 10th movie.
I like that we got the Fast and Furious 6 here.
Well... That's four. That's three ago.
Are they really on?
Yes.
Like, the next one will be 9.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What? Now, I'm not going to lie. I watch all of these, so I'm not furious.
I don't care. I haven't seen one since 3.
Okay. Yeah, it's... They're not amazing. They're what you expect them to be. They're Fast and Furious movies, but I've been with the... these guys for so long, I feel compelled. I have to watch their story unfold.
That's
further.
How they get you. They're like,
I know,
they're
I'm roped
like
in.
Drugs.
They know, they got me. They roped me a long time ago.
Have to agree with Josh on this one. It ended after the third one for me.
I was like, oh, they brought Dom back. Cool, it's over.
Tokyo Drift
Han's
was...
dead, there you go. Then
Tokyo
you
Drift was really good, too.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, no, it was terrible. They tried to convince you that 25-year-olds were teenagers.
I would allow that to go in as a bad movie.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you know?
You should, because it's terrible.
If I have to throw a movie in, it's going to be Tokyo Drift.
You want
to
know when
but
Bow Wow's
But you just said
career
you liked
ended?
It. So
I
you
do like it, but it's a bad movie.
I think it's a great movie.
Do you think so?
No.
Too but Fast the parking and Furious
garage,
is worse.
Parking garage drifting looks so fun to me. I was like, God, I want to do that.
Oh, God, no.
I'm not good enough to.
Destroying your car. Yeah.
I wrecked whatever
I'm
car I was in.
I'm not good enough to. Most humble words I've ever heard you
so
say.
So what are some plot points in this one?
In 9?
Nobody.
I don't know how 8 ended.
I don't either.
Anybody see 8?
No. I left off. I'm at 7.
Oh, you're at 7?
Yeah, so I never saw 8.
I
didn't go to theaters for it.
Maybe we could go see 8 as a bad movie.
That's not a bad idea. Go on a Tuesday.
Is 8 still in theaters?
Yeah,
it is. It just came out last week.
Okay. I feel like it's been out for a while. There's been so much talk about it.
Yeah, Charlize Theron.
I thought it was out a while ago.
Wait. What?
Yeah, Charlize Theron's the bad guy. And she turns Dom into a bad guy.
Yep. Oh, that's right. Yeah, this one looks good.
And then The Rock and Statham have to fight each other in prison until Kurt Russell lets them out. I could go on.
Are you serious?
They eventually end up on a frozen tundra where The Rock is in a tank and Tyrese is in a Lamborghini that's orange. And they start firing at Tyrese and they go, why are we firing at me? And Ludacris goes, it's because you're in an orange Lamborghini, fool. And he goes, oh, hell.
You're serious. This all happened.
It's just in the trailer.
Man. Wow. They've jumped so many sharks.
Did you not? I did see five where they steal a safe with four Mustangs. Like a huge fucking safe, like out of the bottom of the vault of a bank. Like this huge fucking thing. They attach four electromagnets to the back of four Mustangs, like New Age Mustangs, like 2011s.
Yeah, yeah.
And drag it through the fucking streets of Brazil.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It sounds more like Triple X than Fast and Furious.
Funny you mention that. No.
Triple X is coming back for Triple X Time
Cage is Dominic Toretto.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
He wipes the skin makeup off his neck and he's got the three X's.
Just wipes it all down and right? He's like, oh, look, here's my D&D tattoo.
I like that character.
Xander Cage?
Yeah.
Did you see Triple X 3?
No.
The Return of Xander
Cage? I saw bits of it with Lenny.
Donnie Yen's in it.
I liked it. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I didn't think it was amazing.
None of them were amazing.
The first was the best by far.
It wasn't amazing,
Fast
though.
Fast and Furious?
No.
Triple X.
Oh.
Yeah, the first was the best. The second was LL Cool J?
No, the second was Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
I tried to make you think Ice Cube was an action star.
Yeah, the second was Ice Cube.
And Exhibit.
And then, oh yeah, and Exhibit. And then the third one is The Return of Xander Cage. And Ice Cube shows up at the end to save them.
He does.
Nice.
Yeah. Spoiler alert!
Everybody was fucking clinging to the edge of their seats on that one.
Yeah.
Water's wet.
I ain't never had a friend like you. Yeah, that was the genie, man. Why are y'all acting so crazy?
Because that's not the line.
Yeah.
But I ain't never had a friend like
you. You ain't never had a friend like me.
You never had a friend like me.
Wah, bah, bah, da, da, wah. That's the wrong beat.
It was.
Are you looking up the lyrics back there?
No.
He's texting his sister about his impending wedding.
Oh.
Which is going to go on the same time as hers is.
The original genie here.
So says Robert.
This is our Robin Williams genie. Woo, 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 woo. So.
Can I call you Al or maybe just Din? Or how about Lottie?
Lottie. So, Will Smith
is in early talks to be the genie in the live action Aladdin. And somebody fucked up.
I think it could be fun.
Will Smith has not had a comedic role in years.
Depends on how
it's not like he can't sell it.
Depends on how his energy is, man.
He's got good energy.
You know who I want as a genie? Dave Chappelle.
That'd be fucking funny.
Yeah.
Now there you go.
That would be
now
good.
Now we're talking. You would also probably like Hannibal Buress.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Hannibal Buress as the genie?
It would be weird to have to animate that.
It's not animated.
It's live action.
Live action.
Oh, my fucking God. Yes, I want Hannibal Buress as this goddamn genie.
Can we just
genie?
Go back in time and have Shaq?
No.
And the big poofy gold pair of pants.
Who's writing for him?
For
Shaq.
Who?
I want this to be a Shaq original.
Off
the cuff. Off the Shaq cuff.
Off the Shaq cuff. That's not okay. I don't want that.
I'm not terrified by...
Will Smith?
By Will Smith playing this role. If he gets it.
I wouldn't say I was terrified. It's just I don't think he's... Like, he hasn't been a comedian in a movie since Hitch.
Which was good until it turned into a goddamn love story in the second half.
Every movie's a love story like that.
Oh, no. I was thinking of... What's the one where he's a superhero?
Oh.
That's not Hitch.
No, that's not Hitch.
Fuck, what is that one?
It's that one movie. Where Mike, help me out.
I love it when he busts a nut and he shoots holes in the roof of his fucking trailer, dude. And you're just like, that is exactly
Hancock.
How Superman
Hancock,
would come.
Yeah. Hancock, yeah.
That movie Thanks, Mike.
That movie was good.
Yeah.
Mike says, this show is going downhill without me.
Then why aren't you here, Mike?
Oh,
where are you, bro?
Because we ain't never had a friend like him.
We ain't never had a friend like Mike.
I can't
thank you.
Give Mike shit though because he was here last week and I wasn't. So
you can always give Mike shit.
I know, but not on this particular topic. I'm gonna have to let it slide this time.
I'm gonna have to let it slide.
Mike, you next week I will remember none of this. So
Mike, you ain't never had a shot like this.
Right? Take it while you got it, buddy.
See, I don't know.
That's where you go. Ha! Boom, baby.
Will Smith is high energy.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
In his early days.
Oh, yeah, he's not no grandpa. He's a spring chicken, bro.
He got gray in his beard.
He does.
But, give me Kevin Hart in this, huh, John? Give me Kevin Hart as the genie.
Actually, that could be
terrible.
Good.
No.
That could be good.
I am Groot.
I am Groot. So, Guardians of the Galaxy 3 has been confirmed by James Gunn, and it has also been confirmed it will be the last Guardians of the Galaxy. Yep.
Believe this or not, they aren't going to run their awesome franchise into the ground.
But no they keep five or six movies?
Yeah, running out of shit.
It's the beauty of Marvel, though. You can do several titles in one area and then just let it go. Yep.
And
go
they somewhere could pay else. To have these characters pop into other movies.
Yep.
You know, they've created it. It exists now in their world.
Has a fandom and a following.
Yeah. In the MCU. Now they can use what they will. Like, Chris Pratt can use his Star-Lord guest power to show up in a movie.
Like, Star-Lord is already... Like, since the first movie came out, in the comics, Star-Lord is already doing those guest spots.
Oh, really?
Like, in other comics I believe and stuff. It. Groot, too. And Gamora and Drax and Rocket. Like, they're all over the place.
Yeah. Groot's awesome.
I can't wait for the Guardians Telltale series.
Yeah.
That is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Nice. It's in work?
It's coming out in May.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's like right after the movie. The Telltale series? Yeah.
It's already out.
Oh, see, it's out.
Yeah.
Oh.
But just the first episode.
Yeah, go check that out. And you can also, while you're doing that, put a bad movie into chat.
For sure. But I'm excited for Guardians in 2 weeks. So 2 weeks from today is Guardians of the Galaxy for me. I can't wait for that either.
Ooh.
But James Gunn is going to be in charge of number 3. And he said it is going to launch phase 3 of... It is going to help, I don't know, either launch or continue phase 3 of Marvel. Because phase 3 is ending with Avengers, so I don't know where he's talking about.
Wait. No, it doesn't add up.
That guy's an idiot.
No, it'll probably be phase 4 that he launches.
Phase 4
Like, they have launch. Marvel movies planned into 2030.
Jesus.
But you've seen their... I mean, they got the formula. It works.
Yeah.
No, it funny. Is 100% solid. These guys ain't no sluffs.
Garrett, you have to watch Guardians 1.
I know.
So wait. Why don't you guys do that for one of your weeks?
I was just thinking that. And so...
So, like, so if it comes out in 2 weeks, so the episode... Not next episode, because that's already a bad movie, but the one after that.
Yeah.
You guys have to watch Guardians.
I'm down with that.
So, yeah, we don't
spin for a genre this
no
week.
No spin then. For genre this week, because we're watching Guardians.
There you go.
Finally a good movie. Thank God.
We should spin anyway and just see what it would
be. Yeah. Just for the fun of it.
Just to prove how fucked
watch,
we were.
There's going to be a new tab on there that says good movie.
Any good movie.
Any movie that's not utter shit.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. You could add one good movie.
You know what I like instead of that? Favorite movie.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah. Favorite movie would be fun.
Or top five movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Favorite's hard to do because I don't have a favorite. Yeah, but I could give you a top five.
Right. Yeah. One of your top five movies. Yeah. And then everybody just kind of throws in one of their top fives every time that comes up.
So last week, right after the show ended, there was a trailer for Last Jedi.
Yep. Like, because right that's after... how it works, man. They were like, and they're done. Kick it. Trailer pops up all over the internet, and we're just like, well, you couldn't have done that Wednesday, huh?
You want to know what... It's got to be because it's, like, Friday...
It was the end Friday of Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So...
God.
Looks so good, I'm not watching another trailer.
So, it's very much like the first teaser for Star Wars Episode 7. It's very minimalistic in what it tells you as far as plot, but you get some very expansive shots, you get some very cool underlying dialogue.
Yeah,
and Luke Skywalker talks for the first time.
Woo! And some very intense looking shite.
Yeah, you get to see Kylo Ren.
You
again.
Get to see that chick like have their hand on the ground, the rocks floating.
Rey.
Yeah.
Rey.
You mean one of the main characters? Yeah. Rey.
Yeah. What's her name?
Rey.
Doesn't ring a bell. Anyways.
R-E-Y.
Not like Rey.
No, it is the last trailer I will watch though.
Really?
Till it comes out. Yes.
You do know that if you see a movie between now and December, it's going to be in that movie.
Yeah.
And that might be updated movies. Too. Like that, there's going to be an updated trailer in those
that's
movies,
That's why too. I won't go to the movies until this is out.
Oh, man, that sucks
that's
for you,
rough.
Bro. You have to go to the movies for the next 12 months? No, 9 months? No, 8 months?
You want to keep going down?
7? It's almost May.
I honestly don't go see that many. Before Kong Skull Island, I can't remember... What was the last
thing. Oh, yeah, I saw. It's because we all go see movies on Thursdays.
And yeah, and then I just never want to go by myself. Like, I never saw John Wick 2.
Oh, that's a bummer. That's
I
a
still
good
haven't
movie.
Seen it. All right.
We should go see that,
hey,
John.
You want to see John Wick 2 sometime? Yes. I'll see it again. It's not out. Yes.
Yeah. It's probably at the $2 theater now.
That's probably true.
Hey, I don't like hypodermic needles in my seats. So
I don't like
seats.
I don't like it smelling like old bum in there.
Dude, it's so bad. I hate the... I will not give them my money.
No, I don't go there either. I'm not at a point where...
should have higher standards, I tell you.
No, they just shouldn't fucking exist.
It's a great idea if they maintain
the... I don't either.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll go there.
Yeah, just go at the right time.
I don't know.
What time does it not smell bad in there?
Like noon?
Right after they done scrubbed and removed all the dead bodies.
Anyway, go check out the Last Jedi trailer. It's definitely fun.
You don't have to, but you should.
And you get to see your first little look at Luke and Rey. And
okay, you have to.
All that stuff. So, 30 years ago yesterday, America's favorite family appeared on the Tracy Ullman show for the first time.
Yeah, did you watch the clip?
No.
Can we do a side-by-side comparison?
It was not drawn
comparison?
Like this.
No, yeah, there are old pictures of The Simpsons, and they're terrible.
They're rough.
I liked earlier Simpsons, though.
To this. What was on that show, the first clip of The Simpsons?
Huge hair.
Nope, and Bart looks older and weirder and...
Everything's a little scribbly looking.
It is. And then this, I like, and I know what you're talking about with the old Homer voice.
No.
No?
No, you didn't let me finish. It was more about, like, the old way it was drawn. Like, if I felt like it had a lot more character, like, just the characters themselves, they all have the exact same eyeballs. They all have it's just, there's no variations.
You're talking about now they all have the same eyeballs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like, absolutely the same.
Nuh-uh. The women have eyelashes.
I know, but...
Boom!
But I'm saying that, like, between...
Maggie, Marge, and Lisa, it's all pretty much the same.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no character to it anymore. Whereas, like, not like the first, second episodes, but, like, right after that, I feel like they had really, really clean-looking artwork, but it wasn't
this
sterile.
This version of The Simpsons?
You know?
Well, there was a huge shift in all cartoons. King of the Hill.
Once it got outsourced.
Yeah, and also once it went to digital. Mm-hmm. Like, there were two versions of that. There was the outsourcing to the east, to the Far East, and then there was the switch to digital. This is obviously an HD picture of The Simpsons.
So I have the side-by-side comparison picture if you guys want me to put it up on the screen. So
it's crazy between Tracy Ullman and now.
Do you have the power to put it on our screen?
No.
Damn.
But you put it up.
You know, you do have Google. You could just do that yourself.
Is that all you Googled? Well, side-by-side comparison?
I just Googled original Simpsons and went to images, and it was there.
Nice.
So everybody's looking at that now, but I feel like I should probably be switching back pretty soon. So
Make them suffer.
They're right there. That's the one you want. Second image. Second image.
That's the one that's up on the screen right now.
Dang. That's... crazy.
Yeah, Bart does look older. Maggie's ridiculous.
All of the little
Maggie's
girls.
Maggie's not even a human. Look at her neck.
Maggie is all neck, actually.
I feel like that's the sound she makes.
It looks like Marge and Homer are going to church, and the rest of the kids are just hanging out at home.
Homer looks ridiculous.
Yeah. Woof.
I can't even make that.
He looks scary.
Like, I can't even do that with my face.
Well, so, of course not. You have a chin.
Yeah. So does he. It's very small. Do you guys have, like, Hallmark favorite episodes or moments on The Simpsons?
Yes. When Homer trips after eating the donut.
Like, he goes fucking nuts?
Yeah. Like, trips. Like, has a trip.
Okay.
My favorite episode is where he realizes if he gets really fat, he can stay home and work from home all day. Yep.
rubs it on the wall,
and he gets a moo-moo. But I do. I love it. And then when he gets on the scale, and he's like, oh, I didn't make it. And then he realizes his belly's on the towel rack. And he moves it off the towel rack, and the scale's like, brrr.
ring. And, he's like, and then he has, he walks away from his computer and leaves the little woodpeckery water thing, like, just hitting yes on all the controls for the nuclear power plant and starts a meltdown. I love that episode.
There's a lot of episodes that stand out for me. I mean, Monorail's a big one. The Who Needs the musical episode where, like, Apu leaves the Quickie Mart.
Dental plan.
Yeah.
Lisa needs braces.
There's also, Lisa, It's Your Birthday, where they get a guy to parody Michael Jackson on the show.
What about a lot of the old Halloween?
He's got, all of the other...
Yeah.
The Jackson 5.
What about a lot of the old Halloween specials from
The Treehouse of Horror?
Yeah,
for
those
sure.
Those are good. I always love those.
But since I wasn't... Okay, so here's the weird thing. I was not allowed to watch Family Guy, or I was not allowed to watch Simpsons or South Park growing up. But I could watch Family Guy.
I couldn't watch Simpsons for a long time, and then my mom just stopped caring, apparently.
But do you understand the weirdness of there? Because, Family Guy's way worse than The Simpsons ever was. So, my hallmark, my standout is when they cross over, is when the Family Guy goes on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
That shit is fucking funny. At the end of it, they end up in a fight, and Peter says, I'm just trying to make you laugh and cry. I'm a Family Guy. And Homer's like, and I'm just trying to be a The Simpsons.
Good stuff. Been around for a
it's
very...
It's funny because it's the names of the show.
Yeah, but that's from Family Guy.
I know it is.
What was this story?
Luke Cage 2.
Luke Cage.
Luke the story Cage 2 is has Luke begun Cage. Filming, if I remember correctly.
They've begun
pre-production.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, production on it.
Because the story 2 weeks ago was Jessica Jones started.
Yep. Well, now they're beginning production on Luke Cage season 2.
Cool, maybe the ending won't be as fucking boring as the last one.
Yeah, I really didn't like the way Luke Cage turned. I honestly think Cottonmouth should have been the main bad guy.
Yeah, they missed a trick by killing him. But it was a good kill.
It was a great kill.
Like, I felt like all the emotion of that
having
scene
the,
and stuff.
Having the sister do
Black
it?
Black Mariah?
The sister do it.
That's her name.
Why do you have to bring in...
He calls her that. He calls her that.
Why do you have to bring in her skin tone, Josh, okay? Nothing...
She's no not need. That dark.
Why'd you have to take this to race, John?
Yeah, you took
he
it.
Did. He called her Black Mariah.
No, he called her by her character's name.
Thank you.
You made it racist.
Her name was Black Mariah.
Cottonmouth calls her that halfway through.
But her name's just Mariah, right?
Yeah, but he calls her Black Mariah because
he's
that's
black.
What
he can do that.
Amen, brother. Amen. Witness. Holla.
Anyways. Cottonmouth was by far the best villain in that.
Where am I?
The kill was cool. The kill was cool, and it was definitely intense. And you could definitely, the build-up to her snapping was good. But
did you
it
know
still that... was not a good idea to do that.
Who was the mom villain in that back in the day? Was it, Auntie Mabel or Mom Mabel? Or
Mother Mabel or something
like that?
Yeah, something like that.
So that
maybe it's Maybelline.
That actress.
Is it Ma Bell?
Is actually Samuel L. Jackson's wife.
Oh, wow.
The one who played, the big mob boss?
Ma Bell?
Samuel's got himself a thick woman.
Hey there, brother.
Where am I?
You know you like it. Let's move on.
Yeah.
So,
where
Carmen.
In the world. She's on the screen.
Carmen San Diego.
Carmen.
It's like Charmin. Carmen.
Carmen. It's spelled with an I.
Yeah. She's going to get her own Netflix animated series. Did anybody ever watch the PBS show, Where in the World is Carmen San Diego? Where it was like a game show?
Uh-huh.
I never saw anybody win that game show. No one ever caught her. Because it was two kids going through a series of, geographical and historical questions.
I thought it was three kids.
Maybe it was four kids. To progress through, this obstacle course of gates where they would, hit the button and ask a question.
Yeah.
And that was it. I never saw one fucking kid.
Well, because you can't have a little kid win and all the other little kids not win.
But I saw that happen in Legend of the Hidden Temple all the time and...
No one ever won that shit.
Yeah.
No, it was all child molesters.
Dude.
They won.
The guys who, kitty grabbed and, snagged.
Give me your gold coin.
Raw, let me grab your boobies.
The blue barracudas.
The orange parrots.
Sorry, this is completely off topic, but you made me think about it. What was that show where it was, the Japanese game show Where there's like all the obstacles and weird shit, and they dubbed over it.
MXE.
MXC3K. No.
No, that's wait. MXT3K. But it's like Maximum Exposure or something that. Yeah.
That shit used to make me laugh so hard because they would say the most funny shit. People send them away.
Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
MXEC.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, they would have the two hosts, and they would be like, "Oh yeah!"
And they would always. Yeah. I loved that show. So, what was the actual story here?
Carmen Sandiego is coming to Netflix as an animated series.
If that's the artwork for her, rad.
It's pretty sweet. It looks nice. I like it.
Yay!
If it's not the artwork for her, then
there a show before that game show?
Maybe? I honestly don't
Yeah, there was an old animated series, but I only remember
where
like a couple
in the world is
episodes.
San Diego.
I don't remember that. I remember the game show, and that's all I remember.
F is for Family is coming back on May 30th. That fucking time.
Bill Burr?
Yeah.
Bill Burr is the dad. Laura Dern is the mom. And what the fuck is that guy's name? He's from Zack and Mary Make a Porno. Justin Long is the older son.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who's the dog? Does the dog talk?
I don't think so. But
no talking dogs?
His dad, or his neighbor is...
talking dog?
No, never mind.
Talking bear.
Never mind, I'm done.
You should watch it, John.
It's actually fucking
really
funny.
Seen it.
It's only six episodes?
Yeah, and they're probably really short.
Yeah, they're like 20 minutes?
That's what I would think, yeah.
But they're great.
I could probably
handle
that.
I was trying to explain it to Garrett before the show. It's like, the dad gets a new TV, right? And when it stops working, the first question everyone asks him is, did you pour water down the back of it? Why the fuck would I pour water down the back of the fucking TV? Is that a problem?
Is that a Pabst Blue Ribbon in his
hand? And it's one of the old, like, full pull tab ones. And then he says, the little kid, the redhead one, when he goes to, like, explain to his dad why he broke the TV or how the TV got broke, he's like, I poured water down the back of it.
Yeah.
But he actually didn't do that.
Yeah.
Nice. F is for Family is fun. It takes place in the 70s. Definitely.
I don't know why that other one's so zoomed in. I'm ready, though.
It's Deadwood.
I went the wrong way. We're fine. I fixed it.
Enhance.
So the script for a standalone Deadwood movie or sequel movie is now been turned into HBO. Ian McShane says it does the characters justice. I never watched past season one.
It's fun. I liked the show.
Everyone's a cocksucker.
Everyone's a cocksucker, and I got kind of tired of it. I just couldn't
finish it.
I couldn't keep up with all of the storylines that were going on. Like,
I never watched it, so
I like actors in it. Ian McShane's great. He's the bartender.
I like Ian McShane. I don't like the guy.
He's going to be playing Wednesday in American Gods. Today is my day.
Yeah, Thor.
No, that's not Thor.
Odin's son.
Yeah.
Odin's son, father. We'd get there eventually. You just gotta work your way through it. Am I pretty?
So precious he is.
So I never saw it though, but it.
Timothy Oliphant's in it, and
that's who I'm not a big fan.
Is he Justified?
I love Timothy Oliphant.
Or he's the bad guy in Live Free or Die Hard.
I like him when he's... I didn't like him in Santa Clarita Diet, actually, that much.
I didn't watch that show. Is it any good?
I watched the first three or four episodes
like
or
that.
So. It's okay. It's okay. I liked him way better in Justified. He was way better in Justified.
Did you ever see Gone in 60 Seconds?
Never.
Really? The Nick Cage movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah?
I've seen the original,
Eleanor's
too.
On my shelf at work. Sure.
Yeah.
So in the new one, he's the other detective. It's the black guy and him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But I think Timothy Oliphant makes a better badass than he does, like, a straight, like... Because in Santa Clarita Diet, he's just kind of like a pussy.
Yeah.
And... He just doesn't play it well. Maybe just because I saw him in Justified, and I liked the way his character was in that, and the way he handled himself. And then to see
throwing
him act like a pussy.
People.
I was just like, And he just doesn't do well. And his comedy is weak in that, too.
I know that fans of Deadwood say it's one of the best westerns that there are, as like as far as a television series goes. Mm-hmm. So if you're already a Deadwood fan,
I might have to actually watch. If you're a Deadwoodian,
then Deadwoodian, then you're definitely gonna be down with this movie. So says Ian McShane.
Pad. Yeah.
Pad of pins.
Bet you it's dead.
Remind me.
Yeah, no, I'll have to check out Deadwood, though. How many? One season? Two seasons?
Guess 953 says cocksucker.
Yeah, that's totally who we think it is. Yeah, it's dead.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Three seasons? I probably...
And I think it ends short, too. Here, give me.
Oh. Like, it doesn't even
like
finish
the
story.
It isn't allowed to finish. I think it's canceled.
Yes, it did get canceled. So be ready for that.
That is rough.
Yeah. There's some great actors in it, though, like I said, yeah. So it might be worth your time. The first season's pretty good. So this has to do with the Cloak and Dagger trailer that just released yesterday.
It's a very emotional trailer for being...
Garrett was all about watching the trailer.
I was. I was really hoping for more. I was pretty disappointed. It's about a... two characters, a small white girl and a...
Small black man.
Small black man, each having different powers, one being Cloak, which would be the black man, who has a cloak that can teleport. He can teleport things in his cloak to other places, to himself, anyone else, in the cloak.
It's a good time.
It's a sweet
right,
power.
Hop in this cloak.
She, little white girl, makes light daggers. Like, light daggers, throws
lightning
them,
daggers.
Shoots them. And, kind of forms light into things. It's a weird combination, a little bit ebony, ivory type thing.
It does, and they definitely have a very nuanced relationship in the comic book that they're based on, but whatever network has it just released their first trailer for it.
And it looks pretty rough.
It looks like a CW show.
It does.
It really does.
It looks like a CW drama, like teen drama.
Like... You have a character that can teleport anywhere in the world. You have a character that can create daggers out of light. So you'd want to see that, right? Yes. You'd want to see a lot of that, right? And if you're trying to hook people into this new superhero kind of way of, you know, producing cinema or producing television, you want to show that a lot, right? We see no teleportation and we see one light dagger in a 2-minute and 30-second trailer. What the fuck are we going for
it
here?
It just went all over the place, dude.
Literally one hint of teleportation.
So this show's going to be on a thing called Freeform. And Freeform's
is that
like
how they wrote the script?
Freeform is like its own... No, Freeform is the channel that paid for the show.
I know.
It's basically like its own streaming service.
Oh, okay.
That I've never heard of before. I just Google searched it now.
They also
I know that at the end of this trailer it says Freeform at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Little cool side note, the Roxxon Corp sign that he's in front of is a infamous Marvel bad guy corporation.
Oh.
Like front?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just a little Easter egg for people who know stuff.
It's probably going to be the Roxxon Corp that causes their problems.
Oh, okay.
Their powers, their problems.
Yeah, just like Star Labs is attached to Flash and...
Wayne Enterprises.
Superman's got... And, yeah. I don't know,
Shield.
Shield. And there's also the Guardians.
Different... organizations, yeah. So yeah, I wish this was better.
Yeah, I'm not gonna give up on it yet, but the trailer was a hot mess.
I'm giving up on it already. I'm not paying for some other streaming service just to check this out. Like,
I can't find prices. That's what I was looking for.
That's scary.
Not scary.
Well, I don't know because I clicked watch live and it started playing, so I was like, oh shit, and I had to stop it real fast, you know.
So no pricing?
Not that I see.
It's Freeform pricing.
Pay what you want.
Yeah.
Until we tell you.
This says
more.
Freeform is an American basic cable and satellite television channel that is owned by Disney, ABC Television Group.
That makes sense.
So it's just another channel,
it's
I guess.
A Disney
maybe
there's
another channel on like extended basic cable.
Yeah,
that's probably what it is.
Yeah. So the last story we have for you tonight is that Netflix's Q1 reportings are far above what they were projecting for 2017.
Killing it.
They are already pushing the 100 million subscriber mark.
Yep.
And that includes homes that use one subscription per family.
Yeah.
So, like, mine. I pay my stepdad, and it's a chunk of what he pays for. Like, we have like the 8 device and Blu-ray package.
Nice. Oh, okay. And so DVDs? I pay for my. Do you guys get DVDs?
No,
still?
We got rid of this shit.
So did I when I let my I didn't pay them, and then I just let my Netflix account just go away, and I didn't pay them. And the card, I got a new card, and I just never updated it, and I just let it die. And then I went back in, and then it was like, do you want DVDs? And I still had a Netflix DVD, and I was like, no. Because I've had that DVD for 5 goddamn years, and I still haven't put it in the mail yet.
Why? That sounds like it's your problem.
It is. That's why I didn't do it, though. They also didn't charge me for it, that I'm aware of.
Nah, just forget about it. DVDs are obsolete.
Well, I'm sure they were like, well, he did pay for DVDs for 5 years and only had one.
This is our best customer ever.
They're like, he can keep it. He's earned it.
What's the DVD?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. It's all sealed in the package. I'm going to have to rip it open because they didn't want it back. So now I got to find out what the fuck I'm stuck with. It's probably not good either.
I'm laughing.
We should just that should be the next movie you guys watch.
Yeah, whatever's in John's Netflix wrapper. So it's literally sealed in the envelope.
As far as I can tell, there's only two. This is our last story. There's only 2 movies picked, so you guys got to throw in some.
All right.
Mike was a little late, but he says that he loved Deadwood too.
Oh, right on. Does he have a bad movie?
Mike, put in your bad movie.
Yes, Mike.
Cocksucker.
Like, we're still technically on the.
Why is that going on in chat?
Are you all right there, Vanessa? Cocksucker.
The thing to take away from the Netflix story is that, if to no one's surprise, the most original and customer-forward streaming service that's not cable is doing well.
Yeah, surprise.
Right?
Whoa. I mean, they had Iron Fist come out. What else came out?
Oh, in Q1?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be Q1. They had Iron Fist out.
What else was out right before Iron? Didn't they have something else big?
No, because MST3K premiered Q2. Hmm. Unless Q2 ends before now.
No.
What was the movie you put in?
I don't know.
Said it. I forgot what I was going to put in.
Cocktail?
That was mine.
No. You said Tokyo Drift.
Yep. That's a terrible movie.
I'm going to say Pathfinder.
That's a terrible movie. With Jesus? With Jim Caviezel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a terrible, terrible fucking movie. Ron Perlman's in it too?
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
My copy
of Pathfinder...
It's the one that's in the Netflix thing.
No, I bought that movie.
So Pathfinder
is in... the $5 Walmart bin years ago.
Pathfinder, that's the one where Jim Caviezel go back in time and lands on
No, Pathfinder is the Viking one.
That's what I'm thinking of,
I don't think he goes back in time.
Is he an alien and lands in, Iceland or something like that?
Okay, because I literally...
Because Ron Perlman's in it, right?
We're gonna look it up.
Ron Paul's in it, right?
Because the stuff you're saying...
Rand Paul.
Sean DePaul in.
Sean DePaul.
Fight me then in 40 naughty shorties.
40 naughty shorties.
It's Carl Urban.
Carl Urban, yeah.
Carl Urban.
Oh, Pathfinder.
Yeah.
That's the...
Clancy Brown.
Yeah, okay, I know which one that is.
It's a shitty movie.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Let's see what IMDb gives it since 5.4 out of 10.
Not bad. Yeah, that's real bad. Carl Urban, though, there's nothing wrong with him. He's fucking fantastic in everything he does.
I remember liking the movie a lot, but probably feel like him. I feel like I'm going to watch it now and be like, buh. Is that really what I watched back then? It's been a long time. I think I had that movie when I lived with our friend Jimmy right after high school, and I think when I moved, I never took it with me.
Yeah.
Maybe I already knew something subconsciously.
Is that the one where he, like, the Viking is transplanted to another area and has to make his way among the Indians?
It's a Viking boy is left behind after his clan battles a Native American tribe. Raised with the tribe, he ultimately becomes their savior in a fight against the Norsemen.
Oh my god, it's fucking Dances with Wolves. It's exactly the plot of Dances with Wolves.
Pathfinder.
I know.
Dances with Carl Urban. I would dance with that man. He's pretty handsome.
You know what Netflix should do?
He's in a... I just realized he's that Necromonger guy.
Yeah. He's in Riddick, yeah.
What's his name in that?
Vako.
Vako, yeah.
Anyways, you know, he's going to be in
Thor. It just hit me. I was like, oh, that's Carl Urban, too.
He's going to be in Thor Ragnarok.
Nice.
Yeah. Bad as guy? The executioner. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's another gladiator.
Oh, okay. Nice. I'm down with that, though. I like Carl Urban.
Dude,
I don't know that the Pathfinder. I don't know that Pathfinder's going to hold up, but I like Carl Urban.
There are two roles he has that are fantastic. One of them's Dredd, when he never takes off his helmet.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that is so good.
Right?
Fuck.
So, okay. And then his second one, Dr. McCoy in Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
He is so fucking good as Dr. Like, I buy him 100% as Leonard McCoy. No way. No one else. No way.
I do like that guy.
Yeah.
Good old Carl Urban.
He's also in Lord of the Rings.
What?
No, he's,
I don't know.
He's one of the Rohirrim. He's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he
he's
is.
He's Aelmer.
Yeah, he totally
is. Rohirrim to the king!
I got chills. I'll
cut off your head, dwarf. If it stood a little bit further from the ground.
If it stood a bit...
higher from the... taller from the ground? Whatever.
If it stood but a bit taller or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, fancy line about chopping heads off.
That's the thing I've heard of.
We dwarfs are natural sprinters.
Barely over short distances.
That's, we're falling apart.
I don't doubt
what Garrett, how are we doing over here, man?
Hey, what is it?
We're struggling to vamp.
When Merry gets his armor, and he's like all swinging and stuff, and Eomer's laughing at him, and she goes, why can he not fight for what he loves? And he's like, I don't doubt the strength of his heart, just the reach of his arm. Makes his buddy that's eating chicken with him go...
All right.
So we got three entries, is that all? Four entries?
No, Mike. Adam, you're going to have to throw one in, buddy.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, no, I'm looking one up.
Okay.
And Mike is... he says, give me a second.
He's going to bring on the bad.
So...
that was 4 minutes ago, but...
I went and saw... the reason I wasn't here last week, which it would have been great to be here last week with Mike, but... I went and saw the riff tracks of Samurai Cop. Holy crap, dude. That should be a bad movie, is Samurai Cop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, you think a movie called Samurai Cop, they'd have more samurai in it? And the cop himself would be a little bit more samurai? This guy had trouble pronouncing a Japanese man's last name. And the guy's name was Fugiyama. He's like, Fuga, whatever your last name is, you're bringing drugs into my town, and I don't like it.
He
Fuga
said that?
Fuga Jamia.
Yeah, Fuga, whatever your name is.
Fuga Jamia. Wow. Yeah.
This was in 91.
Fugiyama.
When that was okay.
I guess.
Fugiyama-san.
When that was okay.
The first scene, scene of this movie is Samurai Cop and his partner walking out to his car, and he's got a, like, this guy clearly wears a wig. Like, it's so wig.
It's a hairpiece.
Like, but it's not like a top piece. It's not like Shatner. It's like a full fucking wig. Like, it comes past his shoulders and stuff. It's fucking glorious. But he comes out wearing a baseball cap on top of it. First thing the riffers say as he gets in the car is like, is nobody going to comment about how ridiculous my hat looks? No, we're just going with this.
All right.
All right. So Mike's movie is Mordecai.
M-O-R-D-E-C-A-I.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I know what that is.
That is a... it's Johnny Depp.
Yep.
Yeah. And yours?
Let's see. I am going to put in Stranded.
M-O-R-D-E-C-A-I.
2013. It is a Christian Slater movie.
M-O-R-T-D-E-C-A-I.
Mordecai.
Yes.
Marte.
So no genre this week, right?
Oh, Gwyneth Paltrow.
But you guys can still
Pepper
roll
Potts
for genre?
Is in it?
Did you guys want to still spend for genre just to see?
Yeah, just for funsies. Come on.
All right,
good
on.
Movie, good movie.
All right, here we go.
Come on, baby. Oh, I hear it. Doesn't sound fake.
Martial arts.
Oh,
why?
Kung Pao.
No.
So that's... see, it's not been always bad movie.
That's what it would have been. But right
but
now,
it's not.
There
it's...
are bad martial arts movies.
Right now,
man.
It's just going to be Guardians of the Galaxy. That's exactly
yeah,
what.
Yeah, but it's a great movie. So
yeah.
I'm already still happy. And I've only seen it like 3 or 4 times.
I've
so...
only seen it like 20. It's okay.
I know.
I don't need to see it.
What
with
was
you guys.
Your movie, Adam?
Stranded.
Stranded.
Uh-oh.
Stranded. Never heard
so
of it.
So it says astronauts come under attack by dangerous alien spores after a meteor collides with their moon base.
Oh, man.
It has a 3.5 on IMDb
and a 0.5 on Horror Freak News.
Ouch. Yeah. If Horror Freak News doesn't like it, what the fuck are we going to do with it? Garrett, can I see the box?
Oh, shit, it's got a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, that is next level bad. Woo! That is rough. I've never seen a zero.
So, do we now show the camera pictures, or do we just crumple them up and draw
them? We crumple them up and we draw one. They can only see one.
Wait, I gotta get the music ready.
Why don't we let John draw it?
Yeah.
His hands are so busy back there, we give him something else to do.
Yeah, there we go. I like that idea.
They're furious fingers.
Make him less busy.
They're fateful furious. Fast Five.
Freddy.
This one got in a car accident and died, though.
Whoa.
Well, it's a good thing it's a four.
Little joke. Hey, man.
That was
He straight up said he wanted to die that way.
Hey, I got a joke. Race car spelled backwards is still a race car, but race car spelled sideways is Paul Walker's dead.
Josh, you're going to hell.
I actually really liked Paul Walker, and I was bummed when he crashed and burned. But at the same time, when you drive...
Are we just going to fucking punt it up? Are we really just going to punt up his death?
It's going to spin out, Garrett. I think it's really going to happen.
We're really out of control here, guys.
Guys, too fast, too furious.
Okay.
Keep punching him, Garrett. You got one more to go. You got one more to go.
Have you ever seen the garage that Paul Walker and
Vin Diesel
have together with all their cars in it? Holy, they have like every awesome rare car.
Someone should really push the brakes on this.
Spell it wrong, but it's okay.
Wait, do we have music?
It's coming. It's just buffering, I guess.
Yeah, we're swirling around in the magic pot.
Oh, get it. Stop.
My chin.
I don't know why it's not playing. It has a little pause logo on it now. Just pick something.
Boom. 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 Can't get one. There's only four.
Got one.
Boom. Boom. Boom.
These are really tightly packed, so it's going to take him a second to get into it.
Cocktail.
It is Stranded, but he wrote Straighted.
No.
I could read small short words.
No, it is Straighted.
Straighted.
Straighted on the moon.
Straighted on the moon.
Or Straighted on the moon. Yeah, well, no, this I'm is going like, to be beautiful.
Sure. All right. Nice. So Stranded is your movie, and there's no genre for next week because
we're watching Guardians.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Weirdly, unison.
I'm gonna guard the galaxy.
Oh, I guess you.
I went over your head.
Probably want to see some pictures.
See the beautiful artwork.
Yeah, there's some pretty artwork. Somewhere.
Oh, you rolled it up tight again. This will take a while.
I ripped
it in half.
You get cocktail.
Did you put a penis in a martini glass?
No, I did not put a dick in a martini glass.
But you just emphasized the
cock. He's like, it's just a
wee.
It's a Hillshire Smoky job.
Yeah, I definitely emphasized the cock.
Can you see it? Can you see
it? Back up a little bit. There you go.
Ah!
That's good.
Get up in there if you really want to.
And then he hands me the keyboard. John, what have you done? You filthy animal.
And a happy new year.
And a happy new year.
So, you filthy animal.
Is that it?
Keep the change.
All right.
Fucking love that. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
What is that from?
Home Alone.
From Home Alone. It's on the TV in Home Alone.
But it's from a movie. Before, like an old movie, right?
No idea. Never heard of it.
It's a black and white movie in Home Alone, so unless they made that up for Home Alone, which I doubt.
I don't think they did. I think
keep
that was
the change,
a reference.
You filthy animals.
Because that same character was in a movie. It was in the first movie.
He's in both of them.
Yeah, the
guy on the TV.
Yes, was that a character just created for Home Alone?
No, they're two. It's two different movies play in both movies.
Yeah,
and they're two like old Humphrey Bogart movies.
Humphrey Bogart,
Hump the Bogart.
Whoa!
What, you never done that?
So that
am I the only one?
today?
Yeah, yeah. What was our catchphrase? I think it's
Hump the Bogart.
Oh.
We out.